Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Super Bowl coach, now with NFL Network, Brian Billick is with us. Coach, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
You know, Coach, earlier we were talking about, you know, Baker Mayfield got a bruised thumb last week, hit a helmet in the Steeler game, and we were talking about at this time of the year, how careful do you have to be in practice? Because it seems like in the NFL, every player is at least a little banged up by now, right?
Oh, absolutely. And all teams, whether by design or by the league, you know, because the league obviously has limitations now as to how many padded practices. But most teams, or very few teams, would be in a padded practice now that you're in December. Just because the cumulative wear and tear. And what you're going to gain. So, coaches across the board are going to be very mindful of the number of reps. You cut practice down a little bit. You don't practice in September the way you do in December. I mean, it just you can't. So everything's got to be geared towards understanding that it's been a long, long season.
Brian, Freddie's obviously been a hot topic here for quite a while now. And as a former coach, I'm wondering just your impression of what you've seen and some of the mistakes and blunders that we've seen. How much of this is just the struggles of a rookie coach going through it for the first time? And how much of this is do you look at and go, oh, boy, this is a situation that is not correctable?
Oh, I don't know. That's I don't know that's for me to say, to discern it. I mean, obviously, one of the toughest things to do when you talk about quarterback play is separate the play of the quarterback from what's going on around him. One of the hardest things to do in critiquing a coach is separating what's going on around him by way of injury, the way the schedule's laid out. There's a number of things that you've got to look at. The learning curve for a first-time head coach, a first-time head coach play caller in that combination, that's a steep curve. There's a lot to go with that in terms of how you regulate that, how you operate that, And the only way you're going to learn is in game situations. And to now separate that and that critique is to say what the expectation is. The hard part was doing that, coming in with the expectation with a team that many people had picked to win the AFC North and to be pretty good, you know, because of all the acquisitions and the way they finished last year, that whole nine yards. So that combination, because typically a guy that's a first-time head coach is coming in with a team that probably those aren't expectations aren't there because you got the job because the team wasn't very good and you expect to build up to it.
You know, specifically, Coach, about this past week, we all know what happened with Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph, and Freddie Kitchens was out and about and took a picture with a fan and was wearing a T-shirt that said Pittsburgh started it. Do you have a problem with that? Would you have worn that type of T-shirt?
Oh, I've done a number of stupid things. Yeah, you know, so I've done my share of stupid things, and I don't know that I'd have quite done that. I'd probably superseded it with some other things. The key is, listening and watching it from afar, you know, there's a bravado that you have. At the end of the day, if you're going to do it, you got to own it now. Don't apologize for it afterwards. If you're going to do something like that, then do it. You know, like the old saying, if you're going to build a garage, build a garage. Or was like Mike Tomlin say, if you're going to paint the barn red, paint it red now. Don't be shy about it, and don't apologize for it afterwards. And, oh, by the way, you pretty much need to win.
I don't know if you had a chance to hear Odell's comments today, but, you know, he just was very honest and admitted it hasn't been a great season for him. It hasn't gone the way that he had wanted it to go. His numbers are not going to be there at the end of the year. And, you know, in talking about next year, he said, you know, he doesn't know basically what's going to happen. Obviously, he's not a free agent. It's not under his control. What is the Browns as an organization? What should they do or anything at all? What should they do with Odell to try and make him feel more comfortable in the system and with the pieces around him?
Well, and that falls back on Odell as well. I mean, that goes back to the questions you had about Freddie Kitchen that we'll have about Baker Mayfield. How is this all interrelated? And, you know, in fairness, teams going in are going to say, okay, well, we're not going to let you get the ball to Odell Beckham. And part of that is Baker Mayfield going, okay, I'm not going to force the ball in, which is a good thing. But yeah, you have to look at that collective. There's no question Odell Beckham is a talent. It's not like all of a sudden he's not good.
Right.
And now your expectations have to be tempered by, okay, then so how are we going to – we put a lot of money into this asset. It's not unlike – so I do my radio shows all day today on Thursday, and when I'm in Dallas, we're just talking about, well, we have a lot of money, Ezekiel Elliott. How come we're not using him? Well, yeah, you got to look at that. And are we getting our money's worth? And is that our fault or is that his fault? And so Odell Beckham Jr. is the same way. I mean, yeah, we've got to – we put a lot of money into this. And are we utilizing it in the optimum way to maximize our expenditure here? And that comes back to then Baker Mayfield, Freddie Kitchens, and the team as a whole.
We're talking with former NFL coach, NFL Network analyst Brian Billick. Coach, let's talk about some other things in the league. You had the game of the season last week. The Niners and Ravens had been the two best teams. It was a great game, close game. Ravens kick a field goal at the buzzer to win it. Do you believe they're the best team in the NFL right now?
Yeah, hard not to buy into that, simply because they got it going on all phases. You know, offensively, defensively, they're healthy. You compare it to where when the Cleveland Browns beat them in Baltimore, they've got Brandon Williams back. They've added Pecco. That defense is pretty damn good. And, of course, Justin Tucker's, who was the difference in the game, which is typical.
Yep.
Is still the best kicker. So, yeah, they got a lot of elements going. And the interesting thing is they've now flipped the script, because the question all along was, okay, that's great, but is Baltimore, is Kansas City, is Houston, can they go into Foxborough and beat the Patriots going to the Super Bowl? Well, now that's flipped.
Right.
Because now they got to, you know, New England's going to have to go through one of these teams or more. And New England's not quite the team that they have been. This time of year we're always talking about, you know, oh my God, is New England over? And then they end up in the Super Bowl. But, and I'm doing shows all day and people going, oh my God, New England Patriots have fallen to 10-2. Okay.
Yeah.
10-2. Just say that out loud. They've fallen to 10-2. Okay. A lot of teams would love to have that. But there's no question there's some things going on there. So I think the combination of the seeding that they now have, and as good as they are, yeah, they're going to be a tough out for anybody in the AFC going into the playoffs.
How have the Steelers been able to do this?
You know, you got to give Mike Tomlin credit that you know, and sometimes when you look back over your coaching career, I know when I look back over mine, yeah, and certainly you're going to look at the playoff years and the Super Bowl year and say, yeah, that was a pretty decent job. But sometimes there's years when you look at it and the record doesn't indicate it. But I think Michael Tomlin may very well look back, given all the things that's going on in Pittsburgh, and going, yeah, this may be one of my best coaching jobs. In holding this team together through the injuries and losing, the players that they did, and AB and Le'Veon Bell, and then obviously the quarterback going down, and still kind of piecing it together and being pretty darn good. I think this may be, they're playing good defense, they're running the ball. And with Hodges, they've got a quarterback. He doesn't have the same pressures on him that Mason Rudolph does. Rudolph had to show that I can be the guy that they drafted and can be. And he wasn't playing very well. Hodges can just kind of be a guy, and, yeah, I'm going to be on a 25-pitch count. As long as I don't turn the ball over, we'll let the defense in the running game. He's kind of figured it out, and they can play to that strength.
We're talking with Brian Billick, former NFL head coach, of course, now with the NFL Network. Mentioned the 49ers. You're talking about the Ravens and Patriots. Are the Niners – you know, it's interesting. The Niners and Ravens may be the two best teams right now. And they're the two teams that run the ball the most. We're so used to nowadays, you know, teams going crazy in the passing game. And yet, at least at the moment, we'll see what happens at the end. The two teams that are running the ball the most are actually playing the best football. Not a coincidence, I'm guessing.
Interesting, isn't it? Particularly in the NFC. You look at, and I think we're pretty set in both the AFC and the NFC in terms of the playoff picture. Now, notwithstanding Dallas and Philly, how that's going to juxtaposition, and then in the AFC there'll be some movement, but I think the teams are pretty well set. I'll be surprised if that changes a great deal. The seeding will change a little bit, and it's interesting, you look at the NFC, this is going to be a darn good NFC playoff picture, because no other reason, top to bottom they're good teams, and you look at the quarterbacks. they all have really, really good quarterback play, including, by the way, two future Hall of Famers in Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, and maybe a third, maybe we're a little ways off from that, in Russell Wilson. Think about this in the NFC. The fifth seed likely could be possibly a 13-3 San Francisco 49ers Seattle Seahawks team. How strong is that feel?
Amazing, Coach. I hate that, though. I hate the fact that, like, the Cowboys could end up 4 or 5 games worse than Seattle or San Fran and host that game. That drives me nuts.
Yeah, that's not right. And the league needs – and the mentality is, well, if you win the division, you deserve to have a home game. No. If you win the division in a division, your playoff is you get to go to the playoffs. I'm with you. This is America. We're a meritocracy. It galls me that a 13-3 or a 12-4 Seattle team is going to have to go into a 8-8. Hell, it might be 7-9 Dallas Cowboy or Philadelphia Eagle team. They got to seriously look at reseeding the playoffs.
How much longer do you think Tom Brady's going to play, and do you think he's going to finish in New England?
God almighty. He's older than I am, isn't he? I mean, geez.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I get asked all the time, and I look at the film for my playbook segments I do for the NFL Network, and I'm looking, and I'm, you know, certainly they got some things going on the offensive line. They don't have the outside receiver position, but I defy someone to put the film on of Tom Brady today and compare it to him 5 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and say, okay, here you can see physically he's not playing as well. I don't see it. Now, at some point it's going to fall off precipitously, and it's not going to be pretty unless he decides, nah, I can feel this thing's going and so I'm done. But you can't watch his play and tell me physically you can see a difference in the way Tom Brady's playing right now from 5 years ago.
What do you think of the way – the way replay is working right now, Coach, is it?
You know, I like the way it's evolved. I came in, I was skeptical, particularly when I sat there and they explained it. I was in the NFL Network seminar when Ron Riveron came in and explained it. I thought, oh boy, this is going to be a cluster. This is not going to go well. And you got the sense then, and we've seen up to now that it was going to be, no, it's going to have to be egregious. And the calls that have not been overturned up to this point, you kind of scratch your head, but I'm okay with that. It was truly egregious. They've made a sea change here because in the last 2 weeks, I've seen calls overturned that should be overturned that weren't overturned earlier in the year. So they've kind of adjusted. I don't know whether they've changed who's making the final decision or they've adjusted it, but I think they've kind of worked into the point now where they kind of got it down to where, no, this is going to have to be egregious to be overturned. But if it is egregious, we're gonna overturn it. And so I think they've kind of morphed into a spot where I kind of like it, and I wasn't one early that was an advocate for it because I think it's right now the way it's being called, it will remove the egregious one, but it's not going to be haphazard and change. I kind of like where it is right now.
All right, Coach, tell us about GetRoman.com.
Yeah, I'm really enjoyed my partnership with Roman. It's a heck of a service. It really is. 50% of the guys over 40 years old haven't been to a doctor in 2 years. That's not right. And you make a doctor's appointment, it takes you a month to get there. And even now, if something's going on, what do? We go, oh, okay, I'll wait till after the first of the year. I'll wait till after the holidays. That's not right, particularly when you have a service like GetRoman.com in the privacy of your own home online with U.S. licensed physicians. Most importantly, whatever pharmaceuticals you need, you can be guaranteed that they are legitimate pharmaceuticals. 80% of the pharmaceuticals out there are illegitimate, are counterfeit. That's dangerous stuff. So whatever you got going on, you go to GetRoman.com, and it's the perfect access to take care of what you need to take care of.
Coach, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Sounds good.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.